烈烈啊，奉主耶稣圣名啊，在这里跟大家一起来学习圣经的道理。
Hallelujah! In the name of Jesus, I learned the truth with you all.
啊，感谢主，让小弟这一次有机会啊，借着到洛杉矶开会啊，能够到加拿大来。
Thanks to the grace of God, because of the meeting in Los Angeles, I have the chance to come to Vancouver.
啊，我们年总每一年哈、啊，到各地啊，轮流到各地。来开会，然后顺便来关心当地的圣工。
The IA have meetings every year in different places, so as to take care of the divine work there.
在过去几年当中，不管到英国、印尼、新加坡各地啊，我们啊很多弟兄姊妹都是第一次见面。
And the past years, no matter in England, Indonesia, or in Singapore.It's the first time I meet with the brothers and sisters.
但是在主里面都是非常亲切。
But in the Lord, everybody is so kind.
啊，尤其到美国跟加拿大这个地方。
Especially in USA and Canada.
啊，我们还有很多在台湾已经很熟识的同龄。
I already met many brothers and sisters who I've known in Taiwan.
啊，所以就像中国有一句话说，他乡遇故知。这是人生三大乐事之一。
And just to say in China that it's one of the most enjoyable things to meet your own friends in a foreign country.
那这一次受安排到加拿大啊来。
And this time it was arranged to come to Canada.
啊，最主要是跟大家分享教会圣工啊的一些经验。
I'm going to share my experience in the divine work with you all.
啊，当然在道理上，我们在座有很多。啊，这些传道还有长老啊，执事啊，平常给我们很多的造就。
Because we have many elders and deacons and preachers to give us encouragement.
啊，所以这一次啊，最主要在教会圣工、教区或者总会圣这些事工上，看能不能给大家一点帮助。
So I'd like to give you some help as regards to doing divine work.
那今天早上我们。啊，来分享一段小弟最喜爱的经节。
And this morning, I'd like to share my favorite Bible verse with you.
我们来看希伯来书十二章二十八节。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28.
希伯来书十二章二十八节。
Hebrews 12, verse 28.
所以我们既得了不能震动的国，就当感恩。造神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神。啊，这一段圣经，这是这几年啊，小弟特别喜爱的经节。
This few years I prefer this Bible verse a lot.
尤其我们到各个国家的时候。
Especially when I went to different countries.
啊，看到很多的我们的同龄。
And I see a lot of brethren.
啊，甚至于看到许多国家的人。
And people from many different countries.
啊，对这里面讲的说，我们得了不能震动的国。
And as regard to what it says here, we receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken.
就有更深的感受。
I have a deeper experience.
尤其在生在台湾的人。
Especially those who are born in Taiwan.
啊，这一二十年来。
And during this 10 and 20 years.
因为跟大陆的关系。
Because of our relationship with mainland China.
所以常常在这个所谓战争的这种威胁之下。
So we're always being threatened by war.
在国际上也受到很大的这个打压。
And also receive many pressures from different countries.
那也因为这个缘故啊，也促使很多台湾的人都移居到世界各国去。
And because of this reason, many people immigrated to other countries.
我想这也是神美好的旨意。
And this is also the good will of God.
我们看使徒时代的时候。
And let's look at the apostolic time.
当地的信徒因为受到逼迫。
Because the members at that time were persecuted.
所以他们也离开他们的故乡。
So they left their own hometown.
也借着这样很快的将道理啊能够传到世界各地去。
And because of this, they were able to preach the gospel to different places.
也因为这样，今天啊，几乎各大洲啊都有信耶稣的人。
And because of this, we have our members in various countries.
啊，虽然不见得是我们教会的信徒啊。
They might not be the members of our own church.
但是至少他们也知道来敬拜耶稣。
But at least they know they should worship Lord.
那今天台湾因为这个国际局势的关系。
And today, because of the conflict in Taiwan.
还有两岸紧张。
And the tension between the two countries.
啊，所以也间接让很多人愿意离开故乡。
So that many people are willing to leave their own country.
啊，到更好的国家去啊。
And to go to a better country.
那也借着这样啊，这个道理很快能够到各州去。
And so the words of God was able to be preached.
那在这些移民当中。
And between these. Among these immigrants,
啊，很多我们是熟识的。
And many are known to us.
但是在言谈之间呢、
啊、But during our conversation,
啊，大家最肯定的一句话。
And what we all agree was.
也就是刚才我们念的这个圣经。
Was this Bible verse?
我们今天得到是不能震动的国。
Today, what we're receiving is a kingdom that cannot be shaken.
这个世界上的国度啊，它都是会变动。
And countries in this world can be shaken.
啊，像中国历史上啊最强盛、最有名的这个国度啊。
Like mainland China, one of the most strongest countries in the world.
啊，就是秦朝。
And in the Qing Dynasty.
啊，秦朝他统一了天下。
And he ruled the whole world.
可以说这个极其强盛。
He was very strong.
那当时的皇帝呀、啊。
And the emperor.
啊，就是秦始皇。
Emperor Qin.
哦，他觉得这个当皇帝很好。
And he thought it was good to be an emperor.
啊，所以他后来想是不是能够长久当下去啊
？So he wanted to be an emperor forever.
所以就有所谓的传说啊，派500对童男女啊去海外求不死的仙丹。
So there was a myth about that he asked 500 boys and girls to seek for a medicine so that he would live forever after eternity.
虽然没有求到不死的仙丹，
though he did not find this medicine,
他也希望他的国度能永远继续下去。
But he still wanted his country to go on forever.
所以他自称始皇帝。
So he called himself Emperor Shi.
就是秦始皇。
Emperor Qin.
然后希望他的后代能够秦一世、二世，能够秦万代。
So that his sons and grandsons can be emperors as well.
但是我们知道，秦朝到秦二世的时候，他就灭亡。
But then, his country was perished after his son.
我们看罗马帝国虽然非常强盛啊。
We look at the Roman Empire; it's very strong.
他后来还是不免灭亡。
But it was perished in the end as well.
哦，即使现啊，这个近几世纪以来
，and the recent decades.
啊，葡萄牙、西班牙、英国
，Portuguese, Spain, and England.
哦，他们曾经都是世界上最强的国家。
They were the most strongest countries in the world.
哦，最近啊，这个100年来
，and the recent 100 years.
啊，美国成为世界的超强。
United States becomes the strongest country.
但是能够持续多久也不知道。
But how long would it last? We do not know.
哦，所以有人说21世纪可能是另外一个国家能够来取代美国。
So some people say the 21st century there will be another strong country to replace America.
不管怎么说。
No matter what we say.
这个都是世界上的国度啊。
They are all the countries in this world.
这些国度都是会变动。
They can be shaken.
因为这些国度的君王
Because the emperors of these countries
他们有生命的限制啊
They will die.
唯独这个属灵的国度
Only the spiritual country
就是我们所得到的这个天国的
And that's the heavenly kingdom.
这种国度啊
The heavenly kingdom
它才是永远的
It's a forever one.
因为这个天国的王是就是神。
Because the king of heavenly kingdom is the Lord.
神他是永远存在的。
And God exists forever.
神也是永远不改变的。
And God does not change.
所以我们今天得了这个天国的福分。
So today we receive the blessing of heavenly kingdom.
我们就有保障。
Then we have this secured.
圣经说这个是不能震动的国。
Because it cannot be shaken.
因为它不会改变。
because it will not change.
它也不会盖来消灭。
And it will not perish.
那今天我们得了天国的福分。
Today we receive this blessing of heavenly kingdom.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为我们受洗的时候
Because when we are baptized,
我们就在天国入了户口
And we are being registered into the kingdom of heaven.
哦，主耶稣啊，他派啊派门徒去传福音
When Jesus asked the disciples to preach the gospel,
他们回来非常高兴啊
When they came back, they were very happy.
啊，耶稣对他们讲
The Lord said to them,
哦，不要为了鬼服了你们高兴啊
Do not be happy because you overcome the evil.
要为了你们的名字能够存来记在天上而高兴。
But rather be happy because your names are recorded in heaven.
所以不仅仅圣经里面提醒我们。
So not only the Bible reminds us.
啊，事实上我们也有很多的见证啊。
We have also many testimonies.
我们受洗的时候。
When we are baptized.
我们名字就记在天上。
Our names are recorded in heaven.
在天国入了国籍啊。
And we are registered as citizens of heaven.
成为天国的国民。
We are citizens of heaven.
哦，这是非常啊荣幸的事啊。
And this is a great honor.
我们在世上有时候我们要取得一个比较强盛国家的身份。
In this world, if we want to get a citizenship of a strong country,
哦，像我们要到加拿大啊，到美国拿到这个公民的权利
，like Canada or United States,
哦，或许我们要付出一些代价
，we have to pay a lot,
啊，有的人啊来留学
，some overseas students,
有的来投资
，some businessmen,
啊，有的来移亲呐
，and some because they have relatives.
我们总是付出一些代价。
We have to have methods.
啊，或者经过一段努力呀、啊、
，and some hard work.
我们才能得到这个身份。
Before we can obtain this.
但是今天我们得到这个神国国民的身份啊。
And today the citizenship of heavenly kingdom.
啊，却不必会大费周章。
We do not have to go through all this.
只要你能够相信。
If you believe,
啊，你愿意相信
，you are willing to believe,
啊，你能够接受耶稣
，you accept Jesus,
啊，来接受洗礼呀、啊、
，you accept baptism,
我们马上就成为天国的国民
，we automatically become citizens of heavenly kingdom,
哦、啊，那不但有这国民的身份呐、啊、
，and not only we have this citizenship,
啊，我们又有天国王子的身份的这个地位。
We are like the prince in the kingdom,
啊，我们美国有很多美国公民呐、啊。
And in United States, there are many citizens.
啊，加拿大也有很多公民。
Canada has many citizens.
他们有这个国家的身份。
They have a citizenship.
但是却不见得有地位。
But they might not have the status.
但是我们在座每一个弟兄姊妹。
But here, every brother and sister.
我们得到天国国民的身份。
We have the citizenship of heaven kingdom.
我们也同时获得天国啊王子的这个地位。
At the same time, we gain the status of prince of heavenly kingdom.
哦，所以我们听过很多的见证啊。
We heard many testimonies.
啊，有人被天使带到天国去参观。
Some were brought by the angel to heavenly kingdom.
哦，他觉得哦，这个天国怎么那么好啊
？And they thought the heavenly kingdom was great.
啊，黄金街碧玉城。
And the roads were made of gold, and the palace was so beautiful.
连这个花草都会唱歌。
And the flowers could sing.
哦，他就看到啊。那个草非常，那个花非常可爱，就把它拎下来。
And he saw the flower was lovable, so he plucked it.
结果拎下来还继续唱歌啊。
And it's still singing.
他就放在口袋里。
So he put it in his pocket.
啊，要带回来。
He wanted to bring it back.
哦，然后他就跟天使讲。
And then he told the angel.
说这个地方那么好，你以后常常带我来好吗
？This is a great praise.Please, can you bring me more often?
哦，这个天使啊啊，就跟他讲。
And the angel told him.
说不行啊。
I cannot do so.
啊，说要主耶稣答应才可以。
Only when Jesus agrees, then I can do so.
啊，所以我们这个同龄呢，就说啊，拜托啦。
So our brethren pleaded him.
啊，不然我们来结拜兄弟呀、啊。
And wanted to be brothers with the angel.
哦，那个天使就很严肃的跟他讲。
So the angel told him strictly.
说我怎么可以跟你结拜兄弟呢
？How can I be your brother?
你是什么身份？你知道吗
？Do you know your status?
他说 我是什么身份呢？
The brother asked, what is my status?
哦，天使就对他讲。
The angel told him.
他说你们是神的儿子啊。
You are the children of God.
啊，我们是神的仆人啊。
We are the servants of God.
我们怎么可以跟你们来结拜兄弟呢？
How can I be your brother?
哦，这个是他啊在异梦当中。
And this is a vision that he has seen.
天使带他去参观天国。
The angel brought him to heavenly kingdom.
其实我们每一个都是有这神职的身份。
Every one of us has this precious status.
哦，那我们既然在天国入了户口。
And since we are registered in the heavenly kingdom.
神也借着这圣灵。
And through the Holy Spirit.
来赏赐给我们。
He has given us the Holy Spirit.
啊，圣灵是进天国的凭证啊。
Holy Spirit is the evidence to go into the heavenly kingdom.
就像好像我们今天啊，得到了护照一样。
Just like today, the passport.
护照也是要证明我们身份的。
Passport is to prove our citizenship.
护照也是我们进出一个国家啊，一个证明的文件啊。
And passport is an evidence to allow us to go in and out of the country.
也好像一种签证一样。
It's like a visa.
哦，所以我们啊，今天得到圣灵以后。
So today we receive the Holy Spirit.
我们好像拿到了天国的护照。
We just like having the passport of heavenly kingdom.
这也是神给我们特别的恩典。
And this is a special blessing of God.
今天信耶稣的人。
Today we who believe in Jesus.
啊，全世界至少超过10亿人呐。
It's over 10 million in the whole world.
啊，但是真正能够领受圣灵。
But those who can really receive the Holy Spirit.
得到神亲自来印证的。
And receive the true guidance of God.
哦，毕竟非常少数啊。
It's very few of them.
那我们今天大家都拿到了这个进天国的凭证。
Today we all have this evidence to go into heavenly kingdom.
也好像我们得到护照一样。
Like having a passport.
哦，只要我们离开世上。
When we leave this world.
我们有签证啦，有护照啦。
We have visa and passport.
我们可以到天国去啊。
Then we can go to heaven.
所以有了这两个保障啊。
So we have these two proofs.
其实我们住在世上任何国度啊，任何地区啊。
So when, no matter where we live in this world.
都是非常稳当的。
We will not be afraid.
我们假如真的有信心啊。
If we truly have the faith.
其实我们就不再啊害怕。
We will not be afraid.
啊，任何危险发生。
No matter what happens to us.
我们离开世上的那一刻啊。
The moment that we leave this world.
哦，马上进天国。
We will go into the heavenly kingdom.
哦，就像保罗说的，这是好的无比的啊。
Just like what Paul has said, it's a very precious place.
那这里提醒我们一件事啊。
And here it reminds us.
啊，我们刚才念的圣经。
We have read the Bible.
这里说就当感恩啊。
So we should be thankful.
我们得到这个国度啊。
That we have received this heavenly kingdom.
并不是我们费了多大的力气。
It's not because we have done good.
或者付出多大的代价。
Or we have given a lot.
而能够得到。
So that we could receive.
只因为我们相信耶稣。
But rather because we believe in Jesus.
只因为我们愿意祈求圣灵。
We are willing to ask for Holy Spirit.
我们每一个人都得得到。
So everyone of us.Can receive it.
而且又不限种族。
And it doesn't, it's not distinguish.
又不限你到底在世上啊是有钱没有钱。
Because of your races or because you're rich or poor.
有没有身份，有没有地位。
Whether you have status or not.
啊，都可以获得。
You can obtain this.
所以这是极大的恩典。
So this is a great grace.
所以这里提醒说，我们应该要感恩。
So here remind us we should be thankful.
那单单感恩还是不够。
And just being thankful is not enough.
这一句话告诉我们啊。
Here it tells us.
我们感恩以后要怎么做呢？
After we're thankful.
就是要侍奉神。
We have to worship God.
啊，为什么要侍奉神？
To serve God.
侍奉神就是为我们个人积成美好的根基。
To serve God is to build up a good foundation for ourselves.
我们受洗啦。
After we're baptized,
我们受圣灵啦。
After we receive the Holy Spirit,
我们不要再犯罪。
We do not sin anymore.
我们常常保守在主里面。
We are always preserved in the Lord.
我们有进天国基本的条件啦。
We have the basic principles to.
但是我们要记得，圣经里面提醒我们。
But we have to remember the Bible tells us.
啊，我们可以紧紧的得救。
We can be merely saved.
但是我们也可以丰丰富富进入神的国。
But we can enter the kingdom of heaven abundantly.
啊，就看我们在世上为主所付出的。
It all depends how much we give to the Lord.
我们为主服事的工作做了多少
？How much we have served the Lord？
啊，我们啊，荣耀神。
How much we have glorified God？
我们造就人的功夫啊。
How much we have edified men？
啊，做了多少
？How much we have done？
这个就是将来我们进天国所要得到奖赏的大小。
And this will defer how much you receive as a reward in heaven.
啊，像我们到加拿大来。
Like we come to Canada.
啊，办好签证啦。
We've done the visa.
拿到护照啦。
We got the passport.
假如我们身上一文钱都没有。
If we do not have any money with us.
哦，到了加拿大也举目无亲。
And we don't have any relatives here.
那到这里能做什么呢
？So what can we do here?
哦，那我们将来进天国也是一样。
So same as we go into the heavenly kingdom.
这个侍奉神的功夫啊。
This work of God.
哦，就好像我们积存在这天国的。啊，这个根基。
It's like the foundations we build in heaven.
好像我们到加拿大，我们准备了很多的加拿大币。
Like we come to Canada, we prepare a lot of Canadian dollars.
到美国准备很多美金。
When we go to United States, we have
就好像那样啊。
U.S. dollars.
啊，我们到美国不是要当乞丐的啊。
We do not want to be beggars in America.
哦，不是要单单能够去而已啊。
We do not just go there.
将来进天国也是一样。
It's same as heavenly kingdom.
我们要把握机会。
We have to grab hold of the chance.
神愿意来选召我们。
God is willing to choose us.
赐福气给我们。
To give us blessings.
当然更希望我们将来能够得到更大的奖赏。
He wants us to receive great rewards as well.
所以在启示录里面啊。
So in Revelation.
啊，也有记载啊，羔羊，有羔羊。
In the Revelation, it records that there's a lamb.
也有四活物啊。
And there's the four living creatures.
那也有二十啊，还有一些长老。
And the elders.
哦，将来享受还是不同啊。
There will be different rewards.
所以说，我们为了将来能够得到更大的赏赐啊。
So because we want to receive great rewards.
我们要做一些侍奉的工作。
We have to serve the Lord.
我们来看启示录。
Let's turn to Revelation.
启示录十四章。
Revelation 14.
启示录十四章十三节。
Revelation 14 verse 13.
我听见从天上有声音说：“你要写下，从今以后在主里面而死的人有福了。”圣灵说：“是的，他们习了自己的劳苦，做工的果效也随着他们。”啊，这里面讲，我们说在主里面死的是有福的。
You are blessed if you die in the Lord.
在主里面死就是表示这神国的人。
Those who die in the Lord means the people of the heavenly kingdom.
保守在主的恩典里面的人。
They are preserved under the grace of God.
啊，也就是能够有得救把握的人。
And they can be saved.
当然就是指着我们已经受洗，已经受圣灵。
And this refers to those who are baptized and receive the Holy Spirit.
还保守在主的道理里面的人啊。
And still are preserved in
the truth of God. 这是有福气的啊。
They are blessed.
一般的世人讲到死啊，就是啊，很不吉利啊。
The worldly people do not want to mention death.
而且避讳谈死的问题。
They do not talk about it.
但是这里却说在主里面死的是有福的。
Here it says, "Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord."
啊，因为习了自己的劳苦啊。
They have rest from their labor.
那做工的果效随着他们。
And their deeds will follow them.
做什么工呢
？What deeds?
就是做侍奉神的工作啊。
That do divine work.
也就是我们在世上所做的工。
The work we have done in this earth.
跟侍奉神有关的啊。
That are related to God.
这一些能够随我们到天国去。
They will follow us to heaven.
假如没有做在侍奉神的工作上。
If those deeds are not done in accordance to God.
当离开世界的那一刹那。
The moment that we leave the world.
跟我们就没有关系啊。
It doesn't have anything to do with us.
你有多少的房地产。
How many houses do you have?
你离开世上人开始啊。
When you leave the world.
很短的时间。
It's a short period.
名字就改成别人的啦。
The name will be transferred to another person.
你的现金。
Your money.
也变成别人的啊。
Your cash will be.
甚至你在世上的亲人啦、啊。
And your relatives.
有些关系就会改变啦、啊。
The relationship will change.
哦，能够跟我们到天上去的。
What can follow us to heaven?
就是我们侍奉神这一些果效。
It's the deed that we have done for the Lord.
啊，所以我们要把握活着的机会。
So we have to grab hold of the chance.
把我们的金钱。
To use our money.
用在跟侍奉神有关的关啊这个事上。
In areas that are related to divine work.
把我们的时间。
To use our time,
把我们的能力呀、啊、
，to use our ability,
啊，做在侍奉神的工作上
，use it in areas in divine work.
那这些果效
，so all these deeds,
才能够随着我们到神那里去啊
，will follow us before the Lord.
啊，所以有时候我们看到有一些弟兄姊妹
，sometimes we see brothers and sisters.
他们在世上啊，创造了很好的机会
，they have made good chances in this world.
也很好的事业啊。
They have good career.
啊，甚至于赚了很多钱。
They've earned a lot of money.
但是可惜有一部分人啊，没有看清这种道理。
But they do not see through this point.
虽然好几亿的这个遗产。
They have many possessions.
啊，有一些就被政府征收啦。
But some were taken by the government.
啊，有一些虽然分给他的后代啊。
Some may pass on to their sons.
啊，到底能够造就他的后代多大，也没有人知道。
But he does not know how much can it edify.
但是他那一些钱啊
，all his money，
在离开世上那一刻啊
，at the moment he leaves the world，
跟他都没有关系啦。
Does not have any relation.
哦，他所能带到天国去
，what he can bring to heavenly kingdom，
就是以前他坐在圣宫上
，it's the deeds that he has done for the Lord，
坐在服侍神的工作上得的果效
，the deeds that he has done to serve the Lord。
所以这里提醒我们啊
so here it reminds us,
我们要侍奉神
we have to serve the Lord,
也就是为我们自己留美好的根基啊
that's to build up a good foundation for ourselves.
让我们离开这个劳苦的世界以后
so when we leave this world full of labor,
啊，我们将来得到更大的赏赐
we'll receive great reward.
我们再看回来希伯来书十二章
let's turn back to Hebrews chapter 12
28节
verse 28
二十八节这里说，我们应当要侍奉神。
Here says we have to serve the Lord.
那怎么侍奉呢
？How do we serve?
这里讲了很重要的两个原则。
Here mentions two very important principles.
第一个就是照神所喜悦的。
First is do it according to God's favor.
啊，第二个就是要用虔诚敬畏的心。
And secondly is with a godly heart.
哦，当然，在道理上啊，圣经上有很多的实例啊。
In the Bible, we have many examples.
怎么照神喜悦的侍奉神
？How do we serve Lord to please Him？
啊，怎样能够讨主的喜悦啊
？How do we please the Lord？
啊，但是我们最熟悉的
，But what we are most familiar with？
啊，我们以这个玛利亚的实例啊
，The example of Maria
啊来谈哈
，Talk about Mary。
这个玛利亚。
Mary,
啊，他的求道精神，
he has this spirit
是主耶稣所喜悦的。
It's what is pleasing to God.
我们来看路加福音十章四十二节。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 10, verse 24.
路加福音十章四十二节。
Luke 10, verse 42.
路加福音第十章四十二节。
Luke 10, verse 42.
但是不可少的只有一件。玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分是不能夺去的啊！这里面谈到这个马大跟玛利亚
Here it mentions about Martha
好的表现
They have very good performance
哦，但是在比较上
But when we compare them
这里记载马大他为了侍奉耶稣
Martha because he wanted to serve the Lord
说侍奉的事多心里忙乱
AndBecause she was very busy, so she was kind of.
啊，然后他就对主耶稣说。
So she told Jesus.
啊，我的妹子留下我一个人侍候你。
Mary has left me to serve you alone.
你不在意吗
？Don't you mind?
哦，这个马大当然是爱主耶稣啊。
Of course, Martha loved Jesus.
因为爱主耶稣，所以他愿意侍奉主耶稣啊。
because she loved Jesus, she wanted to serve the Lord.
但是在侍奉当中啊,
But in his serving, in her serving,
哦, 她却忽略了一件事啊。
She forgot something.
哦, 她后来来耶对耶稣讲的那一句话。
After what she told Jesus,
我们听出是什么话呢?
We can understand how she feels.
其实是抱怨的话。
She was grumbling.
我的妹妹留下我一个，你都不在意吗？
My sister has left me to do the work by myself.
好像主耶稣做错了一样啊。
Don't you mind like Jesus has done something wrong?
你难道不在意吗？
Don't you mind?
哦，马大为什么要侍奉耶稣？
Why does Martha want to serve the Lord?
当然是要讨主耶稣的喜悦啊。
Because she want to be pleased by the Lord.
但是她服侍那么多啊。
But she has a lot of work to do.
却反而抱怨耶稣啦。
So she grumbled.
啊，失去了她原来侍奉的这个啊这个目标。
And she has lost the goal of her serving.
哦，所以有时候我们啊在侍奉神的时候啊。
Sometimes when we serve the Lord.
有时候我们忘记为什么我要侍奉神。
Sometimes we will forget why we want to serve.
哦，我们常常啊大家都是尽心尽力在爱神。
We all serve the Lord with all our heart.
那因为个人的啊这个恩赐不同啊。
But everybody has different gifts.
甚至个人的服事的角度不同。
And everybody view from different angles.
啊，有时候对圣工的看法。
Sometimes we have different point of view.
当然就不相同啦。
We have different point of view.
那在不相同当中。
And among this.
假如不能够互相啊啊认清到底为什么服事啊。
If we do not know why do we serve the Lord.
有时候我们会像马大一样。
We will be like Martha.
啊。反而抱怨耶稣啦
We grumble to Jesus,
好像是耶稣错了一样、
like、Jesus 诶
某某人这样做主耶稣怎么都不在意啊
Why doesn't Jesus punish that person?、
哦、忘记我们为什么而服事
We forgot why we were serving、
哦、那这里啊、更加显出这个玛利亚她求道这个精神得到耶稣的认定
And here Mary was、confirmed by Jesus
有的人认为很不公平啊
Some people think it's unfair.
诶马大在那里做侍奉啊结果没有得到啊耶稣的赞赏
Martha was serving the Lord but the Lord did not praise him praise her、
哦、虽然没有责备他啦、
even though he did not rebuke her
但是对于这个玛利亚的肯定啊
but he praised Mary
啊有人认为相对的也就是 好像这个对马大的忽视啊
And he has ignored Martha.
但是这里啊是比较上的。
But it's a comparison.
就是说啊，这个道理还是最重要的福分呐、啊。
The truth is the most important blessing.
因为我们只要真的了解道理。
If we really understand the truth.
哦，那将来做的侍奉工作。
And when we do the divine work.
就能够更加美好。
It would be even better.、
在这一段圣经看不出来。
We cannot see through this
但是我们来看一下马可福音十四章第三节。
But let's turn to Mark chapter 14.
马可福音十四章第三节。
Mark 14 verse 3.
马可福音十四章第三节。
Mark 14:3.
耶稣在伯大尼长大麻风的西门家里坐席的时候，有一个女人拿着一玉瓶至贵的真拿达香膏来，打破玉瓶，把膏浇在耶稣的头上。有几个人心中很不喜悦，说：“何用这样挽回香膏呢？这香膏可以卖30多两银子，周济穷人。”他们就向那女人生气。耶稣说：“由他吧，为什么难为他呢？他在我身上做的是一件美事。”哦，这里面呢、啊，主耶稣啊，他称赞这个玛利亚。
Here Jesus praised Mary.
因为玛利亚将一瓶极贵的真拿达香膏打破。
Because Mary has broke the alabaster jar of very expensive perfume.
膏在耶稣的头上。
And she poured it.Onto the head of Jesus.
主耶稣称赞这是一件美事啊。
Jesus said it was a good thing that she has done.
所谓美事就是美好的侍奉啊。
A beautiful thing means a beautiful serving.
那为什么耶稣会称赞她这件事是一种美好的侍奉呢？
So why did Jesus praise her as a beautiful serving?
啊，因为这个玛利亚她能够尽她所能啊。
Because Mary has done all her best.
这个三十多两银子啊。
It's about 30 silvers.
啊，其实也是啊一笔可观的这数字。
It was very expensive.
啊，所以有几个人啊，他们心中很不喜悦啊。
So some of them were not happy.
他说那么好的香膏，怎么就这么轻易把它打破啊？
And how could she broke the expensive perfume?
就把它耗费掉啊。
And wasted.
那么有价值的东西。
It was something valuable.
假如拿去卖钱啊。
If they sold it for money,
可以帮助很多的穷人。
They can give it to the poor.
啊，当然他们的角度是帮助人。
Of course, their angle was to help people.
但是他们不晓得啊，这个打破香膏这个真正的属灵的意义。
But they did not know the spiritual meaning behind this.
啊，所以对于这玛利亚来讲
，So as regards to Mary,
她能够尽她的力量
，She has done her best.
哦，来啊，坐在主耶稣身上。
To do a good thing on Jesus.
而且是预先做上的。
And she did it as to prepare for.
哦，才显出她的珍贵来。
That's why it's so precious.
所以主耶稣说：“你们不常有我啊。”
That's why Jesus say, "You will not always have me."
哦，玛利亚她用香膏抹主耶稣。
Mary pour perfume on Jesus.
哦，趁着主耶稣还在跟他们同在的时候。
As Jesus was still with them.
哦，所以就显出更加宝贵。
It shows how precious it was.
在马可福音十六章第一节那里有记载。
In Mark 16 verse 1 it records.
啊，主耶稣被钉十字架以后。
When Jesus was crucified.
啊，这个摩大拉的玛利亚。
And Mary.
还有雅各的母亲。
The mother of James.
啊啊，还有这个撒罗米呀、啊。撒罗米。啊，他们也带香膏要去膏主耶稣啊。
And they also brought the perfume to pour on Jesus.
但是很可惜呀、
啊。But it was a very pitiful.
啊，他没有膏到耶稣，因为耶稣复活、啊。
And they did not find Jesus because.
还有约翰福音19:39也有记载。
And John 19 verse 39 records.
那个尼哥底母带100斤的香料。
Nicodemus brought a lot of perfume.
你看那个数量更大。
It was a great deal of
money. 但是很可惜呀、
啊。But very pitiful.
啊、哦，他没有机会让主耶稣讲像对玛利亚讲的这句话。
He didn't have the chance to regain praise from.
说玛利亚所做的是一件美事。
That it was a beautiful thing that Mary has done for.
而且是啊，她所做的是尽她所能的。
And she has done her best.
在第八节那里讲。
In verse 8.
啊。而且吩咐他们说：“你们到各地去传福音的时候
，And also ask them when they preach the gospel，
也要述说这女人所做的，以为纪念。
And have to talk about what Mary has done。
啊，所以我们要做神喜悦的事。
So we want to do what's pleasing to God。
其实有时候也需要把握机会。
We have to grab power of the chance。
啊，尽我们的能力。
Do our best。
其实神对我们的要求不多。
God does not ask a lot from us.
啊，譬如说十一奉献啊
，like offering the tithe.
哦、啊，对每一个人就是十分之一啊。
It's only a tenth of what you earn.
啊，主耶稣啊，说到这个啊，这个恩赐的比喻的时候
，and when he talk about the parable of gifts.
啊，有讲到有领5000的，有领2000的，有领1000的。
Somebody received 5,000, others 1,000, others 2,000.
啊，他对领5000的。
And for the one who received
5,000, 后来又赚了5,000,
he has earned another 5,000.
啊，他里面主人说啊，你这又良善又忠心的仆人。
And the master praised him as a loyal servant.
对领2,000的。
And to the one who received 2,000,
他又赚了2,000.
He earned another 2,000.
也是说你这又忠心啊又良善的仆人。
He also praised him as a loyal servant.
啊。那个领1,000为什么被责备呢？
And why did he rebuke the one who received
1,000? 因为他没有尽他的本分啊。
Because he has not done his best.
哦，他领1,000，他去藏起来啊。
He hides his 1,000.
也就是将神的恩典。
He hides the grace.
把它藏起来，没有去服侍，没有去做侍奉的工作。
He hides the grace of God and did not serve the Lord.
哦，所以我们假如领了5,000的恩赐啊。
So if we have earned 5,000.
结果你做了3,500啊。
And you only spend half of it.
哦，可能比其他的人还要多。
Maybe you have done a lot more than others.
但是你不是一个忠心的仆人。
But you are not a loyal servant.
即使你比那个领2,000的还要多1,500。
Even though you have earned more than the one that received 2 talents.
还是没有尽本分啊。
But you have not done your duty.
哦，所以我们在小事上忠心啊。
So if we are loyal in small things.
主耶稣要赐更多给我们。
God will give us even more.
你领了2,000的恩赐啊。
You have 2 talents.
你尽力做以后啊。
And when you have
神可能会赐给你3,000, 4,000，甚至5,000。
God will give you even more talents.
让你做更多更美好的事啊。
So that you can do even more and more beautiful things.
啊，所以我们在服事的工作上。
So when we are doing the divine work.
要尽自己所能啊。
We have to do our best.
啊，那我们也不要嫉妒别人。
And we do not be jealous of others.
啊，我们千万也不能来轻视别人。
And we should not look down on others.
啊，只要尽自己的本分。
We just do our best.
那玛利亚她的侍奉啊。
And as regards to Mary.
哦，当时也受到责备跟质疑呀。
Mary was rebuked by others.
哦，在第三节有讲到有几个人心中很不喜悦啊。
Verse 3 mentions some people were not happy about it.
第四节啊，有几个人心里很不喜悦啊。
Verse 4.
而且他们向那女人生气啊。
They were angry to Mary.
哦，好像很有正义感。
They were self-righteous.
有时候我们在侍奉工作上啊。
In our divine work.
我们对别人的侍奉的方法不认同。
We might not agree what others have done.
诶，他为什么这样做？
Why he has done so?
所以心里面不喜欢。
So we do not like it.
啊，有时候甚至就讲出来啊。
And then we even criticize.
啊，事实上并不一定是做的人错误啊。
But the person might have done nothing wrong.
就像这个地方，玛利亚她并没有做错啊。
Just like Mary, she hasn't done anything wrong.
但是在耶稣的门徒当中啊，
But among the disciples of Jesus,
有几个人就很不喜欢。
They did not like it.
甚至向他生气啊。
And they rebuke her.
但是我们知道这玛利亚她能够把握机会。
But we know Mary could grab hold of the chance.
讨主耶稣的喜悦啊。
And to do what is pleasing to
Jesus. 她假如先想到这些人的反应啊。
If she first thought about the expressions of these people.
我看这一件美事她就做不出来。
Then she would not have done this.
啊，所以在教会里面。
So, In the church,
我们要服侍神
we want to serve the Lord.
是照主耶稣所喜悦的
It's to serve the Lord and to please God.
不是照我们所喜悦的
Not to please ourselves.
因为时间的关系
Because of the time.
我们早上就先查考这一部分
We'll end our service here.
要能够感恩
We should be thankful.
尤其我们有机会能够移民到加拿大来。
We have the chance to immigrate to Canada.
啊，其实我们在属世的条件上啊。
We are in a worldly prospect.
啊，或许我们比留在台湾的啊更好。
We are much better than those who stay in Taiwan.
我们将来福音的这个职场。
And as for preaching the gospel,
哦，也更加宽阔。
We have a spacious place here.
啊，希望我们能够在这里为主耶稣做更多的侍奉工作。
Hope we can do more divine work here for Jesus.
照着主耶稣所喜悦的。
And do it in as to please God.
来侍奉神。
To serve Him.
来荣耀神。
To glorify Him.
来造就人。
To edify men.
愿主耶稣祝福大家。
And God bless you all.